We ask that you remain standing for the reading of the scripture. Today's scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. And it reads, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully."
今日讲到的经文是来自罗马书第十二章第一至八节。所以弟兄姊妹们，既然上帝这样怜恤我们，我劝你们把自己当作活活的祭物献给上帝，专心侍奉他，蒙他喜悦，这就是你们应该献上的真实敬拜。不要被这世界同化，要让上帝改造你们，更新你们的心思意念，好明察什么是他的旨意，知道什么是良善、完全、可蒙悦纳的。凭着上帝给我的恩惠，我要对你们各位说，不要把自己看得太高，倒要谦恭自守，各人按照上帝所赐给他的信心来衡量自己。一个身体是由好些肢体构成的，而每一个肢体有它不同的功用。同样，虽然我们有许多人，我们在基督里成为一体，各自彼此联络，构成身体不同的部分。所以我们要按照上帝给我们的恩惠，好好地运用不同的恩赐就应该做的事。如果我们的恩赐是传讲信息，就该照着信心的程度传讲，是服务就该服务，是教导就该教导，是劝勉就该劝勉，是施予就该慷慨，作领袖就该不辞辛劳，是怜悯人就该高高兴兴。
亲爱天父，感谢你赐下你自己的话语，让我们能够去认识你。天父，求你叫圣灵帮助我们，让我们打开我们的眼睛去看见你奇妙的作为，打开我们的耳朵去听见你要对我们讲的说话，并且打开我们的心，让我们能够有勇气和决心去跟随你。天父，我们多谢你，我们这样祷告奉耶稣的名求，
Amen。
大家请坐， Please be seated。
It seems like it's just yesterday that I'm standing here, but the translator is my husband. And this is Pastor Allen. He's back, so he should resume his duties.
好似呢冇几耐之前呢就係仲係曾港亮牧师呢企喺度翻译，咁呢今日呢变咗我啦，我係余子伦牧师，大家好。
Today we celebrate our 31st anniversary.
今天我们庆祝西浸31年的堂庆。
As we look back at those 30-something years, why I say 30-something and not 31 years? Because we started in 1990, September, and we started as a co-plant with 5 people, and now here we are with all these people and downstairs overflow and 100 children.
当我们回望回过去30几年，为什么说30几年呢？因为我们1990年九月的时候开始的，由当时很少人，很多人。还有楼下呢都坐满。
We've witnessed the overflowing grace and mercy of God in our midst.
我们见证到神的恩典是不断在我们当中涌流。
We also witnessed a lot of changes within and without.
我们都见证了在我们无论是里面或者外面很多的改变。
The changes in our immediate neighborhood and all the changes in the demographics of Vancouver.
我们附近的这个社区有很多的转变，温哥华的人口也有很多的转变。
How many of you came 30 years ago to Vancouver?
有多少人是30年前已经来了温哥华的？
Oh, quite a number. So we realize, we know the changes. And the changes within, how many of you came 20 years ago to Westside?
有多少人是20年前已经来了西浸？
Before we moved...To this building.
在搬来这里之前已经在西浸教会。
All the changes. How many of you went through those fellowship times? Some newcomers came and asked us why we don't have fellowship. We had fellowship before. How many of you went through those fellowship times?
有多少人是有团契的时候已经来了？
Some of you, okay.
还有少少。
And, no way to revert back. We are small group church.
回不到尽头的，我们已经成为小组教会了。
The changes in our ministry, the different generations, I still recall some of you were babies and children and little kids running around and different generations, different backgrounds in our midst.
我们的会众当中有不同年纪的、不同年代的人，我还记得很多你们还是小朋友的时候走来走去。
As we look at the lives that have been changed, as we look at the people that have grown or aged,
当我们回望见到所有改变了的生命，见到这些成长了的年纪渐长的人。
As we look at the space we have outgrown and we look at the ministries that have started and flourished or died.
当我们看到我们这个越来越不敷应用的堂子，当我们见到这些事工有些就开花结果，也有一些死亡。
As we look at the faithful people who have been serving year after year, 3 years and 3 years without terms, especially small group leaders, we give them appreciation and clap of hands. All the small group leaders, especially.
当我们见到忠心服侍的弟兄姊妹，3年又3年又3年这样侍奉，特别是我们的组长。
As we look back at the road we've traveled, last night I sang over and over again. I really turned to that song, Stephen Curtis Chapman. And he said if there's only one song he would sing, that's a song he wrote. It's called My Redeemer is Faithful and True.
当我睇翻我哋咧，过去走过嘅路，只有一只歌咧，我哋咧系应该要唱嘅，就系我的救赎者系信实同埋真实嘅。
And as we look at those who serve and give sacrificially, I can say and sing that song, My Tribute. How many of you know that song, Andrew Crouch, My Tribute?
My Tribute.
To God be the glory for the things that he has done.
当我们见到这些无私奉献的弟兄姊妹，我们都想起另外一首歌，就是这个To God be the glory.
We know at Westside we sing a lot of songs, a broad spectrum of songs, especially this morning.
西浸呢，我们唱很多不同的歌，很阔的歌路。
As we look at the way God led us and the many wonderful things that He has done,
当我睇翻咧，佢点样嘅带领我哋，同埋各样佢喺我哋当中所做嘅奇妙嘅事情
，we continue to look up to Him for His guidance and provision.
我哋继续嘅仰望佢嘅供应同埋佢嘅带领
，and to live by His grace and mercy each day and each phase of our lives as a church.
并且咧，每日靠住佢嘅恩典同埋怜悯咧，嚟到去生活，人生嘅每一个阶段都系咁样样。
As we look forward, let us remember that God's grace is enough, more than enough.
当我们回望的时候，让我们记得神的恩典是永远都是足够的。
He is faithful, He is a way maker, He is a promise keeper, and He will do it again.
神是信实的，祂是开路者，祂会不断地去供应给我们和带领我们。
So let us continue to trust in Him, and let us continue to grow and learn, and this year our theme is...Grow and overflow.
所以让我们继续的去信靠祂。今年我们的主题是茁壮满溢。
Today, as usual, is the first Sunday of the month, and we start a new series. And because we celebrate our anniversary, so I take it as grow as a community.
今天我们都是一个月的第一个星期，我们开始一个新的讲道的系列。因为是堂庆，所以我们讲到这个茁长的群体。
As we celebrate our anniversary, let us be reminded of what a Christian community should be.
当我们庆祝堂庆的时候，让我们提醒我们自己到底什么是一个基督徒的群体。
What is a community?
什么是一个群体呢？
The root word for community is common. Common values, activities, location, interests, goals.
群体这个英文字的字根呢，就是相同 common。有同样的价值，相同的行动，相同的地点，相同的兴趣，相同的目标等等。
What do we have in common as a Christian community?
作为一个基督徒的群体，我们有什么是相同的呢？
Common faith, common mission, common values and purpose.
同样的信仰，同样的使命，同样的What else?
Values and purpose.
Values and 价值观和目标。
To be very honest, Anders and I always talk about people and how God led people to our midst, and we were so amazed. If it were not for Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, we would not come across each other. Our path would not touch.
我成日咧都觉得好好奇妙嘅，就系我哋呢啲背景咁唔同嘅人，点解咧可以咁样嘅走埋一齐？如果唔系信仰嘅话，我哋冇办法能够可以咁样嘅相遇。
The basis of a Christian community is not on family ties or family names, whether you are Lee or Chen or Yu.
一个基督徒群体的基础并不是家庭的联系，不是我们有相同的姓氏。
It's not because of same background, social or economic or educational background. Back in those days, we had a lot of people from UBC. If we call it like UBC alumni for our youth fellowship, there would be a lot of UBC. How many of you came from UBC?
有多少人是 UBC 毕业的？
Okay.
亦都基督徒信基督徒群体嘅基础咧，亦都唔系呢个相同嘅背景，社会背景、教育背景、经济背景。以前咧，我哋有好多嚟自 UBC 嘅学生
，including Alan，
包括我都系。
Including Pastor Anders.
Anders 都系。
Christian community is not based on any other conditions, but on faith in Jesus Christ and what He has done for us.
基督徒群体的基础不是靠任何其他的条件，而是单单是基于我们对耶稣基督的信仰和祂为我们所做的事情。
A classic book called Life Together by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a young German pastor, he wrote about the basis of Christian community.
有一本很经典的作品叫做《团契生活》，是一个当时很年轻的德国的牧者潘霍华所写的，讲到关于基督徒的生活。
What determines our brotherhood is that what that man is by reason of Christ. Our community is with one another consists solely in what Christ has done for us.
他说决定我们弟兄姊妹团契的是那个人因为基督而成为了怎样的人。我们彼此之间的团契是完全在于基督对我们所做的一切。
He emphasized the reality that we can't create community.
他提出我们的这个的实情，就是我们没办法能够创造一个群体出来。
But it's easily forgotten that the fellowship of Christian brethren is a gift of grace, a gift of the kingdom of God that any day may be taken from us.
我们很容易忘记主内弟兄姊妹的团契是恩典的礼物，而这个上帝国度的礼物任何一天都可能从我们的身边被夺走。
I wonder if you treasure this fellowship, this community called Westside.
我唔知大家咧有冇珍惜呢一个咧叫做西浸嘅群体。
Last week we got an opportunity to visit someone in the hospital who's quite sick and who's quite old.
上个星期咧，我哋有机会去探访一个咧喺医院里边已经染病嘅一个肢体。
And she mentioned about the previous week, she heard me preaching and mentioning about Pastor Yu coming back and all these, and with glimpse in her eyes, she rejoiced as she could listen to the sermon, but she said that may be her last chance.
她提到她上个星期还有机会听到牧师讲到，听她提起我将要放假回来，她说那个可能是她最后一次去这样敬拜了。
I don't know if you treasure this is our last chance. I treasure this may be my last chance of preaching. This may be your last chance of worshiping together with us.
我不知道大家有没有想过这个可能是我最后一次这样在这里讲道，也是大家最后一次这样坐在这里听道。
It is grace, nothing but grace, that we are allowed to live in community with Christian brethren.
他说是因为恩典，也只有恩典，我们才能够和主内的弟兄姊妹生活在一个群体当中。
Christian community is not the result of human efforts.
基督徒的群体并不是因为人为的努力而产生的。
It is based on person's relationship to Jesus.
而是建基于我们和耶稣基督之间个人的关系。
It's a gift of God and it's God's grace.
是神的礼物，是神的恩典。
And we can only offer ourselves to be in community.
我们只能够去献上自己去进入这个群体。
Without God, there would be no community, no Westside, no Westside Baptist Church.
没有神的话就不会有基督徒的群体，也都不会有西区浸信会。
Without life in Christ, there would be no authentic community.
我们没有在基督里面的生命的时候，我们就不会有一个真正的群体。
A Christian community, a true Christian community is more than being together, it's more than just gathering for worship or small groups.
一个真正的基督徒的群体呢，不是只是我们走在一起唱歌或者有小组。
It requires life, a personal life in Christ, and an ongoing life transformation in Him.
一个真正的基督徒群体是需要生命的，一个在耶稣基督里面不断被祂转化的生命。
Today's passage is a very familiar passage, and especially Romans 12:1-2.
今天的经文是一段很熟悉的经文，特别是十二章一至二节。
Here it starts with therefore.
它这里讲到所以。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
他说，所以，弟兄姊妹们，既然上帝这样怜恤我们，我劝你们把自己当作活活的祭物献给上帝，专心侍奉他，蒙他的喜悦，这就是你们应该献上的真实敬拜。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
不要被这个世界同化，要让上帝改造你们，更新你们的心思意念，好明察什么是他的旨意，知道什么是良善、完全、可蒙悦纳的。
These two verses are very, very rich and can be in itself like preached a couple of times. But I'm just mentioning it how it relates to community life.
这两节经文呢其实很丰富，可以讲很多长度都得。但是今天呢我们只是提到它跟这个基督徒的群体有什么的关系。
Here it starts with therefore, which is a link to the previous 11 chapters of doctrines and theological teachings that lead to practical living.
这两节经文由所以开始，因为它是连接于对上的十一章的经文里面，是充满了对于神学的教导和实际的生活有什么关系。
In Romans 12-16, Paul presents his vision for the community life that is based on common belief in Jesus.
到了罗马书第十二至十六章，保罗就向我们展示一个基于共同信仰所有的基督徒群体生活的一个愿景。
He tells us how we should live as his people.
讲到我们应该怎样作为神的子民去生活。
Paul's appeal here is based on God's mercy.
保罗的训勉在这里是基于神的怜悯。
A phrase that sums up the gospel.
这句说话总括了整个的福音。
When Paul asks us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, he's referring to the Old Testament worship and the concept of sacrifice.
当保罗叫我们要将身体献上当作活祭的时候，其实他讲紧旧约的一个献祭的系统。
The Old Testament sacrifice is usually of animals and they are dead.
旧约的献祭通常都是用动物，而那些动物都是已经杀了的。
But Paul asked us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, our whole being to God as a living sacrifice.
但是呢保罗这里叫我们要将自己当作活祭去献上的意思，就是说我要将我们整个的生命整个的人生都摆上成为祭物。
I don't know if you had barbecue and you have live animals, not the whole animal, chicken or whatever, but maybe a lobster or crab, and then it jump off from your barbecue.
我不知道你有没有试过去烧烤的时候譬如可能是未必会有动物，可能一只龙虾还是生的，但是它跳出来。
As a living sacrifice, we always struggle and we may jump off from that altar. We don't want to surrender.
作为一座活祭，我们经常都挣扎想要离开那个祭坛，想走路。
But Paul asks us to be a total commitment to God as a living sacrifice.
但是保罗叫我们要完全地将自己献上，完全地委身。
He continues to remind us that in verse 2, not to be conformed, but to be transformed.
第二节那里提到我们要不要被同化，要让上帝改造。
Living in this world is so easy to be shaped or squeezed into a mold of this culture and this world.
当我们在这个世界生活的时候，我们很容易被这个世界将我们扼落一个帽里面。
I don't have to mention a lot of these isms, the individualism, materialism, consumerism, etc., etc.
很多各种的主义，个人主义、物质主义、消费主义等等。
We can be easily led away from God and His values.
我哋好容易咧被引导离开神嘅价值观。
But as His people, we are to be transformed, and not just in outward behavior, but renewed within.
但系作为神嘅子民咧，我哋要被改造、被转化，唔单止系外在行为嘅转化，而系内在嘅更新。
We are to be different from people of this world in thought, in mentality, in behavior, and lifestyle.
我哋咧要同呢一个世界嘅人有唔同思想、唔同心态、行为、生活都要唔同。
With a renewed mind, we can know what God's will is and how to live for Him.
有一个更新嘅思想嘅时候，我哋就能够咧知道神嘅心意，并且咧点样嘅为佢而活。
How does this new life and life transformation relate to the life of a Christian community?
呢种更新咗嘅生命同一个基督徒群体嘅生活有啲咩关系咧？
A true Christian community should be different from any other community or social clubs or groups in this world.
一个真正嘅基督徒嘅群体同呢个世界嘅其他嘅群体或者团体咧，系有好大嘅分别。
But if a Christian is not renewed daily,
如果个基督徒嘅生命唔系每日被更新转变嘅话
，they will be just like people of this world.
就会好似同呢个世界其他嘅人一样。
They may not have a biblical view of a community or about oneself or about others.
可能咧，我哋唔会有一种圣经嘅角度嚟到去睇我哋自己，关于我哋自己嘅生命或者我哋正确嘅态度等等。
They may just live in their own lifestyle and relate to one another in their own way.
可能咧，佢哋只系过紧自己本来嘅生活嘅方式，或者咧用自己嘅方法同其他人去交往。
But if each one has a new life and a life transformation and renewal in Christ, this community would be different.
但如果我哋每一个人，我哋嘅生命都系喺基督里边被更新嘅话，有一种更新嘅生命嘅时候，呢个群体咧就会系一个唔同嘅群体。
How do we relate to one another in this community?
在这个群体里面，我们应该怎样的去跟大家交往呢？
Do we relate like people in this world?
我们是不是好像这个世界其他人一样这样的相处？
Are we different? Are we conformed or transformed?
我们是同化还是被转化呢？
Are we relating to one another as a Christian community?
我们是不是以一个基督徒群体的方式来到彼此交往呢？
Larry Crabb, a Christian author, suggests four characteristics of a spiritual community.
有一个基督徒的作家克莱布，他讲到基督徒群体的四个的特征。
He mentions about celebrating people as created and forgiven by God.
他讲到要欣赏神创造和饶恕接纳的人。
Visioning what another is becoming and trusting God to accomplish such.
讲到我们要能够看到别人成为更加美好的人的潜质，并且信靠神会完成他的转化。
Discerning happenings as climates for growth.
要去辨别我们的际遇作为我们能够成长的气候。
Empowering others to fully become what God is desiring for them to be.
还有要加力量给其他人，让他们去完全成为神渴望他们成为的那个人。
Celebrating, visioning, discerning, empowering those high-sounding words.
欣赏、看见、辨别、加力量给人。
Is that what we are doing as a small group, as a Christian community?
这些是不是我们就是作为一个小组或者基督徒群体所做的事呢？
Or all we do is talking, chatting, yep, 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 and eating, and shopping, and that's all that we can do.
还是我们所做的就是讲笑、倾偈、吃东西、买东西等等。
These are all good.
这些都是好东西来的。
But we should live beyond all these activities.
但是我们应该超越，不单止是停留在这些东西当中。
Are we living with characteristics of a true Christian community?
我们是不是带着一个真正基督徒群体的这些特征来到去生活呢？
Honestly, it's not easy to live in community. It's messy.
老老实实作为一个基督徒群体去生活，其实一点都不容易，可以很混乱的。
What are some of the challenges?
有什么挑战呢？
Number one challenge is sinful human nature.
第一个挑战就是罪恶的人性。
Why do people resist to live in community?
为什么人抗拒生活在群体当中？
As a sinful human being, we tend to lean towards isolation by nature.
作为有罪的人，我们都是倾向去过自给自足的生活。
We want to live for ourselves.
我们想为自己而活。
And even if we have a need for community, we consistently find ways to live for ourselves and seek more and more focus and care for ourselves only.
就算我们知道我们需要群体，但我们硬是都是想要自己搞定，不需要理会其他人。
True Christian community is challenging for people need to let go of their self, just like what the Bible said, deny ourselves daily and take up our cross and follow Jesus.
真正的基督徒群体是一个很大的挑战，因为我们需要不断地去除去我们那种的自我中心。
Yet oftentimes we are so self-centered and so focused on our ego.
很多时候我们都是很自我中心，很看重我们的自我。
One of the most common community killers is individualism.
其中一种呢群体的毒药、啊、就是个人主义。
People often use the I, my, me words.
我们很喜欢用我啦、我的、关于我所有这些字。
A lot of times people said, my needs are not met. And in back in those days, my parents' needs or my children's needs are not met.
很多时候我都听到人说我的需要得不到满足，或者我的父母的需要得不到满足，我的仔女的需要得不到满足。
Or people said, I have concerns, I have waited for so long.
也有人可能会说我有意见，我已经等了很久。
Or some people say, I don't have friends here, and I don't feel I belong.
有人会说我没有朋友，我觉得自己不投入。
My vision is, my wish is,
我的意象是什么，我的希望愿望是什么。
The sinful human nature is always reflected in the I, my, me, those type of thinking and talk.
当我们不断地提到我的时候，其实就是反映着我们人性当中的罪性。
It's also reflected in people's view of themselves.
也都反映在我们怎样去看自己。
Paul reminds us in this chapter, verse 3.
保罗在第十二章三节那里这样提醒我们。
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you.
凭着上帝给我的恩惠，我要对你们各位说，不要把自己看得太高，倒要谦恭自守，各人按照上帝所赐给他的信心来衡量自己。
Paul reminds us if we want to live in community, we need to have a right perspective of self.
保罗提醒我们，如果我们想要生活在一个基督徒的群体里面，我们需要对自己有一个正确的观点。
We should not overlook the importance of ourselves.
我们不应该看低我们自己。
Perhaps you are important. You are number one in your company, in your job. Perhaps you are CEO, you are boss, you are the boss, or you are the department head.
可能在你自己的生活里面，你是一个很重要的人，可能你是 boss， 可能你管很多人。
But in a church, in a community, we are all part of the body.
但是在教会里面，基督徒群体里面，我们大家都是一个身体的一部分。
We are all important.
我们大家都是这么重要。
We are somebody.
我们都是有名的人。
Not just I am somebody, but we are somebody.
不是只是我是一个有名的人，我们都是有名的人。
Two attitudes or two extremes that may be community killers.
两种很不合宜的态度可能都会扼杀这种的群体生活。
A sense of superiority.
一种自高自大的。
Or a sense of inferiority.
一种自高自大的感受，或者一种自卑的感受。
Do we think too highly of ourselves or too lowly of ourselves?
我们有没有将自己看得太高或者太低？
Do we have a right sense of self-worth and attitude towards oneself?
我们有没有一个正确的自我价值观？
When we don't have a right perspective on ourselves and on others, our relationship in this community would be challenging.
当我们如果不是对自己有一个正确的观点的时候，我们在这个群体里面的关系就会很多挑战。
Another challenge in living as a community is diversity and disunity.
另一个呢，在群体生活里面的挑战就是多元和不合一。
In fact, we have heard a lot of stories about disunity among a lot of churches, even court cases and, in Vancouver and all in North America.
我们听过很多教会里面不合一的故事，在温哥华又有，香港又有，甚至乎有些去到要打官司。
A common community killer is disunity.
其中一个呢，扼杀群体生活的毒药呢，就是不合一。
Like a human body, a Christian community has all different parts and has diversity and differences.
好像一个身体一样，一个呢，基督徒的群体里面呢，都是很多元化的，有各种不同的分别。
This may easily lead to conflicts and disunity.
这样东西呢，很容易呢，令到我们会有冲突和不合一。
In verses 4 to 5, it says, For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
一个身体是由好些肢体构成的，而每一个肢体有它不同的功用。同样，虽然我们有好多人，我们在基督里成为一体，各自彼此联络，构成身体不同的部分。
The spiritual reality is that just because we are one big family of faith And it does not mean that we are the same.
那個屬靈的實情就是呢，雖然我們是一個大家庭，但是呢不代表我們每一個人都是一樣的。
Unity does not equal to unanimity.
合一呢不代表呢劃一。
Last week, there's an interesting scenario where amongst us, four of us, discuss about an issue. It can be minor issues, but I don't call the shot. I let everyone give their opinions. Ellen and my view are entirely opposite, okay? Don't ask me what, okay? We don't want to go into detail. And so we let Anders and Pastor Mark to give their view. Anders is very smart. He said, I abstain and walk away to the washroom. And it took a long while for Mark because he knows, huh, if he sides with Ellen or he sides with me, and eventually he sides with Ellen.
上個星期咧，喺呢個同工我哋討論事工嘅時候咧，討論緊某一個嘅一個嘅問題啦，偷笑嘅問題。咁咧，但係咧我同牧師嘅睇法咧係完全南轅北轍嘅。咁於是咧，牧師咧就話佢唔揸主意，咁咧就大家投票。咁咧 ，Anders 咧就好醒目，咁就話佢棄權，於是就去咗廁所啦。咁啊，剩低 Pastor Mike 喺度考慮咗好耐，到底佢要贊成我嘅意見定係贊成牧師嘅意見？結果佢係贊成我嘅意見。
You know what Pastor Allen said? He asked whether I want to veto the decision.
我最後咧問牧師係咪要否決我哋嘅意見。
It's not a significant issue that I would veto. If it's biblical, if it's very strongly biblical, and I'm clear about the stand, I would.
因為嗰件事咧唔係一件咧好關乎聖經好重要嘅事，佢話咧如果係咁嘅時候，可能咧我會否決，但係咧呢件事唔係。
We agree to disagree.
我哋咧同意，我哋可以有唔同嘅意見。
We love one another,
我哋咧彼此相愛。
And we serve with unity.
我哋咧合一地去侍奉。
And this I can give thanks, honestly give thanks.
呢個咧我好為此感恩。
In fact, we are so different. We are so diverse in educational, socio-economic, and maybe cultural is closer, but we are so diverse and different.
我哋其實咧都係有好唔同嘅背景，可能咧都係有好多元化嘅意見。
You know, Pastor Allen is from engineering and architect background, and I'm more from literature and appreciation and those free flow and more structure and more free flow, and that would be different in seeing things.
牧師咧係讀文學出身嘅，我咧就係讀工程同埋建築出身嘅，所以咧大家諗嘢嘅方法好唔同，都可能咧會帶嚟衝突。
We are all so differently made in personalities, temperaments, and way of thinking.
我哋嘅性格好唔同，脾氣好唔同。
In our midst, as a community, the more people we get, the more diversity we have.
作為一個群體，我哋越係多人，我哋就越係多元。
Some are introverts, and some may be extroverts.
有啲人好內向，有啲人好外向。
Some are pushy, and some are real lazy.
有啲人好強勢，有啲人好輕鬆。
Some are control freak.
有啲人可能控制欲好強。
Always want to be in the driver's seat and always have the final say.
永遠咧都要做揸主意嗰個。
Some are perfectionists and they can't tolerate any flaws.
有啲人可能係完美主義者，佢哋唔能夠忍受任何瑕疵。
We can explore more in our small groups who we are, our temperaments and our brought up and all those things.
喺小組裏邊，我哋可以咧去發掘咧彼此嘅嗰個嘅背景同性格。
But we have to remember and we have to accept and know the fact that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139.
但是我们要接受那个事实，就是我们每一个人都是神奇妙的创造。
We are not made from a cookie cutter.
我们不是倒模出来的。
And we have to appreciate one another and one another's differences.
我们要学习欣赏每一个人的分别。
And also, do we realize that in a community, not everyone is so nice all the time. Not everyone is as nice, as kind, as loving, as expected.
我哋能唔能够接受咧？喺个群体里边，唔系每一个人都系咁好人，都系咁仁慈、咁有爱心，好似我哋嘅期望的一样。
In fact, some Christians are still cranky and rude and insensitive and irritating. Don't label anyone, okay? Don't look at your neighbor.
实际上，好多基督徒咧，一样仲系好暴躁、好无礼、好麻木。滿身都是刺，但是千萬不要估我們在說哪一個。
If we are not growing and overflowing with His love and His grace,
如果我們不是在神的愛和恩典裡面茁壯滿溢的話，
we can easily be buggables and not huggables for one another.
我們很容易會變成一些很難頂的人，不是那些很可愛的人。
If we always insist on my way or no way or exert our own rights, then there will be great source of disunity.
如果我哋经常都系坚持要跟我嘅意见去行，要用我嘅方法嘅话咧，我哋当中一定就会有好多嘅不合一。
There's one phrase that I always pray.
有一句说话咧，我经常都系祷告。
Cushioned as with God's grace.
用神嘅恩典嚟到咧，去包围，好似cushion咁样咧，去占住我哋。
Are we in the process of growing up as part of the body, part of the community?
我哋系咪作为一个基督徒嘅群体喺度茁长紧咧？
How should we live as a Christian community?
作为基督徒群体，我哋要点样生活咧？
We should learn to live as a functional community and serve one another.
我哋要学习咧个功能性群体嘅生活，同埋咧去彼此服侍。
How can we function in the life of a community?
我哋喺一个嘅群体生活里边，点样能够发挥功效咧？
We function by being a living part and be connected to other parts of the body.
我哋系透过咧去成为一个有生命嘅器官或者肢体，去同其他嘅肢体结连，嚟到去发挥功效。
We function by serving one another through our spiritual gifts.
我哋透过用我哋嘅属灵恩赐去彼此服侍，嚟到去发挥功效。
This is a comprehensive topic that needs a workshop at least or a series of talk and preaching.
属灵恩赐咧系一个好大嘅题目，需要咧可能咧有几堂主日学去讲下。
But for simplest definition of spiritual gifts, they are distributed by the Holy Spirit to every believer according to God's design and grace for the common good of the body of Christ.
但系圣灵恩赐最简单嘅个定义就系咧，圣灵所分派俾每一个嘅信徒，按着神嘅设计同埋佢嘅恩典，去俾我哋一啲咧，源自神嘅能力，以致我哋能够共同嘅去得益。
In today's passage, Paul gives us a sample of some spiritual gifts.
在今天的经文里面，保罗给了一些属灵恩赐的例子。
Verses 6
to 8.
We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesying in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
所以我们要按照上帝给我们的恩惠，好好地运用不同的恩赐做应该做的事。如果我们的恩赐是传讲信息，就该照着信心的程度传讲，是服务就该服务，是教导就该教导，是劝勉就该劝勉，是施予就该慷慨，作领袖就该不辞辛劳，是怜悯人就该高高兴兴。
Here is not a comprehensive list, but some people kind of divided into two main groups of gifts, speaking gifts like prophesying, teaching, encouraging, and serving gifts, serving, giving, leading, and showing mercy.
这个不是一个完整的列出所有的属灵恩赐，但是在这里所提到的，有人就将它分成两种的恩赐，包括说话的恩赐，例如传讲信息、教导、劝勉等等，又或者服侍的恩赐，例如服务、施予、作领袖、怜悯等等。
Notice the two words if, then. If you can cook, then cook. If you can bake, then bake. If you can serve, then serve. If you can sing, then sing. If you can do certain things according to the gifts that God has given you, are you using it for His glory?
这里呢保罗提到他说，如果你有这个恩赐，你就要这样的服务，如果你懂唱歌，你就去唱歌，如果你懂得煮东西，你就去煮东西。我们有没有用到我们的恩赐来到去服侍神呢？
Don't stereotype the gifts that cooking is for women. Yesterday, three brothers came back and they cook in the church.
不要将那些恩赐配上那些黑板的印象，要说煮东西就是姊妹做的。昨天我们三个弟兄回来很努力在煮。
Perhaps some of us say, I don't have any gifts. I am not good at anything.
可能有人会说，我什么恩赐都没有，我什么都不厉害。
But we all have gifts because the Bible said we all have gifts and the source of gifts is from God.
但圣经说，我们每一个人其实都有恩赐，因为恩赐的源头来自神。
1 Peter 4:10, it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
彼得前书四章十节那里说，他说，既然每一个人都是上帝各样恩赐的好管家，就要照着从上帝所领受的种种恩赐彼此服侍。
Are we faithful stewards of God's gifts?
我们是不是神恩赐的好管家呢？
Have we discovered our gifts?
我们有没有发现我们的属灵恩赐呢？
Are we using them for the glory of God and for His church?
我们有没有用我们的属灵恩赐来到去荣耀神和服侍他的教会呢？
traditionally, there's a ratio called 20-80, where 20% of the congregation serves 80% of the congregation.
傳統上呢有一個比例所謂20:80就是呢、這個會中裏面的20%的人呢去服侍80%的人。
Even though at Westside the ratio is not exactly like that, hopefully you don't fall into that 80% ratio.
雖然呢在西浸呢、那個比例呢不是這樣，但是呢都希望你呢不是呢要被服侍的那80%。
Only a living body parts can function and only a body parts thatcan function with other people as a team, not as a solo part.
只有一個有生命的肢體才能夠發生作用，發揮作用，也只有一個連結於其他肢體的肢體才能夠發揮作用。
So if we want to function and serve, we need to be healthy and connected to other parts of the body.
如果我們想作為一間教會，我們能夠發揮作用的話，我們需要彼此的結連。
In fact, very interesting conversation between body parts. You can go home and read 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, and there are more details.
大家可以回去看这个哥林多前书12章，里面有讲到更多关于这个肢体互相结连的信息。
We are also to live as a relational community because God is a relational being.
我们都要作为一个关系性的群体去生活和彼此相爱。
There's a scene in the triune nature of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们的神是一个关系性的神，这个从神三位一体的本质那里我们可以看到。
As his community, we should reflect his nature.
作为一个基督徒的群体，我们应该反映神的本质。
God designed us to live as a relational community.
神设计我们是要作为一个关系性的群体去生活。
We were made with a crave for love and connections.
我们受造是带着一种对爱和与人结连的渴望。
And community is the result of our shared life in Christ.
一个基督徒的群体就是我们愿意去分享我们的生命的时候的产物。
So let us remember some community vocabulary, important community vocabulary.
一些很重要的关于群体的词汇我们要记得的。
From me to we, not me but we.
由我变成我们。
We belong to the body.
我哋系属于呢一个嘅身体嘅。
We need one another.
我哋系需要彼此。
Together we can be stronger and we can do better.
我哋一齐系能够可以更加坚壮、更加嘅美好。
Another very important vocabulary is one another.
喺圣经里边另外一个好重要嘅词汇就系彼此或者互相。
I didn't count it myself, but some people said there are over 40 and some said even over 50 of this phrase, one another.
在圣经里面我没有数过，但有人说有超过40次提到要互相或者彼此什么东
西。 Very familiar ones like love one another, accept one another, forgive one another, serve one another, comfort one another, or build one another up, or confess to one another.
圣经提到要彼此相爱、彼此接纳、彼此饶恕、彼此服侍、彼此安慰、彼此建立、彼此认罪等等。
Here in this passage that we read, if we go further down in verse 10, we have be devoted to one another in brotherly love.Honor one another above yourselves.
罗马书十二章十节嗰度咁样讲，佢话要以手足之情相亲相爱，要竭诚互相敬重。
Verse 16, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
好啦，第十六节嗰度保罗话，佢话无论对什么人，要同心彼此关怀，不要心骄气傲，倒要苦就卑微，也不要自以为聪明。
Another one, which will be the Bible verse for next week, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
还有一句来自下个星期的经文，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书5:11。他说，因此你们要互相鼓励，彼此帮助，像你们现在所做的一样。
Another homework that small groups can do, all of you can do, and look up all those one another and study them and put them into practice.
另外一样小组可以做的功课就是去圣经里面找这些所有互相和彼此出来，然后去学习怎样的跟着去做。
Are we living in community?
我们是不是作为一个群体这样生活？
Are we in loving relationship with one another as the Bible teaches?
我们是不是好像圣经的教导一样，这样的去彼此的去有爱心的生活呢？
How do we know? There are some indicators from experts.
我哋点知我哋有冇做到咧？有啲专家咧话俾我哋听咧，有啲嘅指标我哋可以睇下嘅。
How much time members spend with one another outside official church-sponsored events?
佢话例如咧，喺教会正式聚会以外，我哋花几多时间同弟兄姊妹一齐咧
How often do they invite one another over for meals or a cup of coffee?
我哋有几经常啊邀请弟兄姊妹一齐食饭或者咧一齐去下午茶咧？
How generous is the church in giving out compliments?
我哋咧对于互相赞赏有几慷慨咧？
How much laughter is there in the church?
喺教会里边，我哋有几多笑声？
Practical Christian love has a magnetic power far more effective than evangelistic programs.
实际嘅基督徒嘅爱心咧，系比起任何嘅方聚会都有更大嘅吸引力。
We've witnessed that over all these years.
喺呢咁多年里边，我哋见证咗好多。
Because we don't often have evangelistic rallies, but we do see a lot of people coming to know Christ and baptized into this community.
我哋咧唔系经常嘅做布道会，但系咧我哋一样见到好多嘅弟兄姊妹，好多嘅人咧嚟到我哋教会里边，愿意信主，愿意受洗。
Wherever there is a lack of love, further church development is severely hindered.
当我哋冇爱心嘅时候咧，教会嘅发展系一定会受到影响。
How are we living in community?
我哋作为群体嘅生活到底如何咧？
Are we alive, connected? Are we functioning? And are we loving?
我哋系咪有生命力咁样连结埋一齐咧？定系我哋有冇发挥功效？我哋有冇爱心咧
？Community is critical to our overall well-being, to our social, mental, and emotional health.
基督徒嘅群体咧，系对于我哋整体嘅健康，对于我哋嘅社会健康、精神健康、情绪健康都系关键嘅。
Statistics show the decline of our connectedness during COVID had made significant impacts on us.
統計數字咧話俾我哋聽，喺呢個疫情嘅期間咧，我哋個結連程度下降咗，以致咧亦都帶嚟好大嘅影響。
In a study by Queen's University, 27% of people said they were suffering from loneliness.
喺一個皇后大學嘅研究裏邊咧，話俾我哋聽，有27%嘅人話咧，佢哋咧因為疫情期間，佢哋咧覺得孤獨而受苦。
Research from Washington State U found all ages suffer from social anxiety and FOMO, fear of missing out.
另一個華盛頓大學的研究就告訴我們聽，所有人無論是什麼年齡層都有社交焦慮和這個恐懼錯過的這個心態。
This related to low self-esteem and low self-compassion.
這個跟自我價值，低落的自我價值和自我憐憫都有關係。
A recent study by U of Houston also showed the mental health effects of a pandemic will be long-lasting.And potentially devastating.
另外一個咧，侯斯頓大學嘅研究咧就話俾我哋聽咧，呢個因為疫情帶嚟嘅精神健康嘅影響咧，係會長遠嘅，同埋咧有可能咧係毀滅性嘅。
Probably we all felt and experienced all these impact of social isolation and quarantines, etc., etc.
可能咧，我哋大家咧都感受過呢個因為疫情啊，要隔離啊，我哋所都感受到嗰種嘅影響。
The Bible reminds us that we all need to grow stronger and healthier spiritually through a Christian community.
聖經提醒我哋咧，我哋要喺一個群體裏邊咧，去嚟到去茁壯，變得更加嘅堅強同埋健康。
Are we growing in a community?
我哋有冇喺呢個群體裏邊去成長？
Are we living in community?
我哋有冇活在呢個群體當中？
Do we value the community that God puts us into?
我哋有冇欣賞看重呢一個神擺我哋落去嘅群體？
Do we accept and appreciate one another?
我哋有冇去接纳同埋欣赏彼此每一个
？Are we committed to God and to this community？
我哋有冇咧对呢一个群体同埋对我哋嘅神咧有委身
？And willing to build up one another？
我哋有冇愿意咧去彼此嘅建立
？May God help us to grow and overflow with His grace and mercy in this community called Westside。
但愿神咧帮助我哋靠着佢嘅恩典同埋怜悯喺呢一个咧我哋叫西区浸信会嘅群体里边咧茁长同埋满溢。
Let us bow for a moment of prayer and reflection.
让我们一起同心的祷告和反省。
May we ask God to search our heart and to speak to us directly. Do I have any personal issues that I need to present to God?Any community killer in my life? Father, we give thanks for we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are precious in your eyes.And we give thanks for the way that you have led us individually and as a community in the past years. Father, we give thanks for forming this community in your sovereign will, leading according to your timing, and doing things above and beyond what we can dream of. Father, we present the whole community before you. We pray that you surround us with your grace and mercy. You uplift us when we are discouraged. You speak to us when we are lost in our ways. You be in the center stage. You be our Lord and God, the one we serve, the one we are called, the one that should be honored and glorified. Father, we present every one of us as a body, as part of this body. May you continue to shape and mold us and help us to be transformed by the power of your grace, by your living word daily, that we are different. Make us different from any other groups in this world. Give us joy and fill us with your love and fill us with your spirit, that as we connect with one another, people will know that we are yours. So take away all those hurdles, all those human, sinful nature in us that we don't want to build relationship with others. Father, have mercy upon us. Continue to mold and shape. Continue to be glorified in our midst. We pray all these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, 牧師, for your words. 多謝牧師嘅話語。教會, why don't we all stand up? 我哋一齊起立。